Hi, I'm your host Divya, and today we're going to talk about why we should let our children dream.
This podcast is sponsored by Mind and Body Wellness Clinic, situated in Noida. This clinic is run by Dr. Pallavi Aga. To book an appointment, please call 81274-15188.
I will just talk about something which is related with our children. I'm sure most of our children have traveled to various coaching classes of India to achieve academic glory. But for one of the most densely populated country on earth, are 23 IITs and 7 AIIMS sufficient? Not everyone can make into the prestigious universities. There will be failures and disappointments. However, is there going to be any analysis of this failure? Will there be any corrective action taken on the wilted minds of our youth? It is my belief that every failure needs to be examined with care and attention. The root cause should always be given due respect if one wants to avoid failure in the future. There are children who cannot solve trigonometry problems. Does this make them dumb? And if you are unfortunately thinking yes, then this puts almost half of the world's population in that zone. Putting it simply, you know, rabbit is considered to be one of the most intelligent animals. But we still cannot compare a rabbit with a lion. We must remember that both, in spite of their differences, are firmly rooted in the ecosystem. So if a child cannot find interest in math or solace in human anatomy, it is all right. We have to rescue our children from the unrealistic weight of our unfulfilled dreams. Grading them based on marks or ranks will strip them of their distinct identity. Our children are not an instrument to realize our expensive expectations. They are not a business venture or a mutual fund investment. They have their own dreams, and it is downright cruel to snatch away those fragile, velvety dreams. Cruel, right? As parents, we are forever responsible for caging the dreams of our children, just like those chickens who we are about to send to a slaughterhouse. Children belong to the society, to promising land of aspirations and hope. Every child doesn't need to share same destiny. Our children have to be a meaningful addition to the society. They need to know that success favors the brave, yes, but it also needs passion. Disinterested kids become disgruntled adults whose negligence towards the societal evils harms the society more than the evils themselves. Who wants a miserable and a grumpy future? Let us all start reasoning. Why are we forcing our children to become sheep? Why are we not letting them explore different options? Why aren't we letting them toughen up? Why are we so hell-bent on academics? Why can't we promote fine arts as an alternative career path? Why can't we let our children breathe? We have always wanted to see our children successful. But is being successful all about materialistic gains? Is being successful not about how contented we are with our work? How relaxed we are in our lives, how happy we are in our minds. Why are we setting up wrong standards of success? Why can't we be reasonable and true to our children? Our children were not brought up in a day. We have toiled to bring them up. How can we just let them slip in a spiral of unhappiness and disappointment? We have to preserve their talent, which will open up new ventures and unseen frontiers of life for them. Dear parents, it's my appeal. Please don't force your beautiful part to grow up into a disgruntled individual. Let us not suffocate the dreams of our children. Let us not give away to competition. That what needs to be nurtured with love and compassion. Let our children be.
This podcast was brought to you by Mind and Body Wellness Clinic. Look after your health and book an appointment. Call 81274-15188.